Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I think we have two options. Option one is that we now cover the set of changes concerning prevention of pest contamination. And thereafter, we open the floor to any points that you wish to raise concerning any clause in the new version of the CTU code. So pretty much the idea would be that as the colleague from the industry association said, okay, when it comes to perishable cargos, and then the proposal, in which case the secretariat would put on screen the relevant clause so that it can be discussed. Or the option two is the other way around, that we start with these changes that you may still wish to raise, and only then cover pest contamination. For secretariat, it makes no difference. Both have to be covered. So it's as per your preference. Of course, one thing to say is that if we first start with prevention of pest contamination, I can imagine that you will have already specific comments, which if we first start with specific comments, we kind of may refer to it sort of double, because you will already refer to comments, you know, in chapter 4 and pretty much any changes that we made in chapter 4 were with regard to pest prevention. So, I mean, in the end, it comes to the same, but if you like, we can maybe discuss the prevention of pest contamination. And thereafter, when we cover this, we will cover in detail. So we open the floor to any possible change that you would wish to still propose. I don't know whether that we will manage all today, given that we have 1 hour and 15 minutes left, but of course we should not forget that we have still a whole day in front of us tomorrow. So, Mr. Chair, it's in your hands, but if